Michaela's in Hollywood. Morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, I think initially
you're disabled, Michaela.
I have a condition, a rare condition called spinal muscular atrophy, which is a type of muscle disease. And people with my condition, the average life expectancy is 2 years old, but I'm now almost 26. My sister also had SMA, which is what we abbreviated it to, and she lived until she was almost 15. She died in 1997. So my family have been very, very well tuned into disability. I'm also deaf. So between one thing and another, it is a hard life. But I think what Katie Price really is trying to say is that before she was exposed to the word of disability, she is what we in the community call ableist, which is a term that we use to describe people, I suppose, in the same way that someone would maybe call someone racist. But we don't mean it maybe not quite that severely. I mean, people just don't realise what they're saying or what they're doing makes us feel inferior or treats us as inferior.
Yeah.
We are not an alien race. We are human beings like everyone else. And I think, you know, my mum very much would have been given the option when she was going to get with me to choose the termination. But she had already been exposed to that round of disability and had to cope with all the things that I'm hearing about, your transport and the healthcare. And certainly when I was young, I mean, I spent years in hospital and still do spend years in hospital. And, you know, I'm out at work now. I've done my degree and done my master's. And that quality of life is what you make of it. It's not something that is defined by any one person. And I think society needs to begin to wake up. And I think that's what Katie Price is getting at. People need to wake up and realise that disability isn't the end of the world. A disability is not a fate worse than death. And that's what the society very much that I see. You know, people look at me and pity me and think, my goodness, would it not be better not to exist than to live that life? And so, I don't see it that way at all.
So would you say you have a good quality of life?
I have an amazing quality of life. I wouldn't give it up for anything. I mean, I can't breathe independently at night. I can't move independently. My mum is sitting beside me holding the phone for me. I literally can do very little for myself, but at the same time...
And what does that feel like, Michaela, not being able to do much for yourself? That must be frustrating.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's, if you think of it this way, I mean, you've known, Stephen, and I'm sure many of your listeners will have known a working life, which is what I term it, a non-disabled life, because you have been born healthy and so-called normal, although yeah. I don't agree with that word. I haven't been born that way. I have been born into a world where limit is what I'm defined by, but actually it's not limitation to me. It's limits to you and to everybody else, but to me it's not a limit. It's just a way of life, and it's not any different to me as what it would be to... You know, it's more traumatic for me to get up and work all of a sudden than to, you know, to have never been able to do it.
What's your biggest frustration with how society treats people with disabilities?
Yeah, I think my biggest frustration is that they see us as lesser or inferior or different or strange or something to be pitied upon or all those sorts of things. You know, in the amount of friends that I have across the world, they're not just in Northern Ireland or in the UK, but right across the world, they will go out to the shop and they will have someone come over and pat them on the head and praise them for getting out of the house. But many of these people are working incredibly powerful jobs. They are working with families. They have their own kids. They are married. They have been divorced because as a human condition, people get married and they get divorced. They do everything. And they literally have every human experience that we know. So why should it be any different? Just because they are using a wheelchair or using a mobility aid or maybe they're deaf or partially sighted. It doesn't matter. And, you know, there should be no praise for going out and buying yourself a load of groceries for the house. You know, it's just, it's normality and it should be treated as normality. It's not different and it's frustrating, but I think we are moving the right direction now.
Okay, thank you for calling us today. Thanks a lot.